Good morning. It's Daily Scramble Live on Laguna's only FM station, KX93.5. And every Friday at 8:15-ish, we have Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner come on and highlight a great cause or nonprofit in our area. How are you doing, Caroline?
Good morning. Hi. How's it going, Zach?
I'm so excited to hear about this one. I've been looking forward to it all week.
We have our friend Amy Diaz in from Tilly's Foundation, Tilly's Life Center Foundation, right? And welcome again,
Amy. Thank you.
Amy.
Thanks so much for having me.
We love having Amy in. But first, I want to say we're really excited that it's raining. We get some rain, which is really great because we always need it, and it helps freshen up the air and create a new vibe here in Laguna Beach. So, Amy, let's talk about what's coming up for Tilly's Life Center. And, like, I know there's a golf tournament coming up, and you've got some other stuff you want to talk about. So let's jump right in.
Sure. I'll tell you guys what's going on. But I just, for those of you who don't know who Tilly's Life Center, I just wanted to let you guys know we're a youth-focused 501c3 nonprofit organization aimed to empower the teens with a positive mindset and enabling them to effectively cope with crisis, adversities, and tough decisions. We're basically a teen empowerment program facilitated in classes, schools, after-school programs, hospitals, juvenile halls. And it's just an unbelievable program for these kids.
And let's tell everybody who Tilly is.
So Tilly is one of the founders of Tilly's, the retail chain of clothing stores. And basically she decided once she was semi-retired that she needed to do something to help these kids, you know. And this program was something that was not just giving them food and shelter and those things that obviously are a must and necessity, but really helping them change their mindset and the way that they look at their life, you know, taking their world that might be in a negative place and turning it into a positive situation and giving them the tools to be successful.
And just how long ago was that?
That was 6 years ago.
Awesome.
So 2012, yeah.
And you guys have done such amazing work with the teens from all over the area since then. So let's talk about what's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Recent, you know, coming up soon.
Yeah, so in a month, we actually are holding our 11th golf tournament at Mission Viejo Country Club on April 23rd on Monday. And we're super excited. Actually, you guys are going to be there.
Yay! KX will be there.
Woo-hoo! You guys will be one of our activations on the holes and play music in the morning. And you guys were there last year, and it was phenomenal. It was such an awesome time to have that. So
yeah, I know that the people that went last year were really loved it and were super excited to be involved this year. So who else do you have sponsoring?
So we have a lot of people that are involved and sponsored. I mean, because this is a Tilly's event and all of their vendors are invited, you know, you're going to have people like Volcom and North Face and Oakley and Hoonigan, Vans, Converse, Ruka, Primitive. You know, we have some other sponsors that are kind of outside of the clothing industry, Union Bank, Wells Fargo, you know, Direct Edge Media. And, you know, we definitely have some extra things. Trust Me Vodka is one of our sponsors for the cocktail hour and during the day on the holes, you know, and we just have a great time out there. I mean, these golfers really are there for a good cause and to raise lots of money. And at the same time, we're just kind of having a party all day.
And it's April 23rd on a Monday,
yep.
Right? Okay, so it is best ball, not a scramble.
No.
So explain to everybody what best ball is. We don't know. Okay, Zach. Okay, best ball.
I'm not a golfer. I apologize.
Well, anyway.
It's really play your own ball.
Play your own ball.
It is
not a traditional scramble.
So it's not a scramble. But the format's been that way for 11 golf tournaments, and it seems to be working. And, you know, we sell out every year. We do have maybe one or two golf spots open if anybody's
foursomes.
Interested. Yeah, a foursome. So we definitely, I think
ooh,
it's one or two left.
In there.
So if someone is interested, it is
Patty
open to the public.
Sherry. Jackie, come on, we gotta jump in on this.
Open to the public as well. It's a very exclusive event that normally is not that easy to get into, but we do have a couple spots left if anybody's interested in supporting. And we do have a cocktail hour afterwards from 4:30 to 6:30, and there are definitely tickets for that. And that's kind of a fun social hour, open bar, lots of appetizers, silent auction, live auction.
So you can actually just buy a ticket to the cocktail.
You absolutely can,
and support it that way if you don't want to play golf. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, sponsors, are you still looking for silent auction items?
Absolutely. We are always looking for silent and live auction items. And, you know, any additional sponsors that are interested, there's different opportunities on our website that are still open. And obviously, you know, any cash or other kind of donation is totally welcome.
And what is the website?
It is www.tillyslifecenter.org. And if you go to our events and you'll go down to the first event, you'll see the charity golf tournament.
I love it. Okay, so we're talking to Amy Diaz from Tilly's Life Center, and we're talking about their golf tournament on April 23rd. But I'd also like to ask you, kind of wrapping up, let's talk about how, you know, as the daughter of Tilly and working in this in family business based, you know, charity, how has it impacted your life?
Well, it's actually impacted my life in such a big way that when I left Tilly's about 6 years ago, I was working there obviously most of my life, and I went to start a family. It really resonated with me when I had my first child and realized that now we're bringing, you know, these children into this world, and this world is so broken, and so many people could use this type of education, of very simple education. This isn't rocket science. This isn't science and math. This is information that is so practically accepted. You know, it's understanding that, you know, you just deserve to be a happy person, and how do I become happy? And that really, when I finally held my first baby, I realized, you know, I want to do something better, and I want to help Tilly take this charity and give it to the world. So that is pretty much how I got inspired so much to be a part of this.
I love that. You know, I have a question. Are the teens, underserved communities, and, like, you know, lower income communities that you, is it only that, or is it any socioeconomic background?
So, of course, you know, there is always a need to do everything we can for the underserved, and we definitely see that. But our program is for everybody, because no matter where you come from, what your status financially might be, everybody has problems in their life. It could be depression. It could be, you know, pressures from school. I mean, you name it, everybody goes through it. Even adults go through it. Mm-hmm. So this program we look at is really for everybody, because it's just a perspective on how to change how you look at your life. And it really should be for everyone, which is why her end goal is to really give this to the world, be in all the schools and mandatory curriculum, and then on top of that, just offer the program to anyone else that is interested.
And again, let's reiterate that it goes into schools and into, you know, kids that are incarcerated. You basically bring the program in.
Yes, we bring the program. So we facilitate the program with journals, interactively, smaller classes. I mean, it's a one-year-based program. It's three phases, 12 weeks a phase, and about 90 minutes a class. That's kind of the general, and obviously we tailor it a little bit differently to different organizations that we might be working with, or different schools based on different bell schedules.
A little bit different, but Zach asked me at the beginning of the show how I got Alice Cooper to do my closing of my show, and it's because he has a teen center model that he started in Phoenix, and it is a brick and mortar, but they started with, you know, before they had the actual brick and mortar center, they were doing outreach programs, and it's the same kind of thing. The teen, I know here in Laguna Beach, there's a real need and initiative to make our teen program here more robust with the Boys and Girls Club, because it's a touchy time, and especially now because the statistics are not so good about teen suicide and depression and things like that. So we really need to support our teens. We need to support everybody, but
absolutely,
the teens really need a little extra oomph. So Amy Diaz, Tilly's Life Center, thank you so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner. And for the listeners out there, if you have any other wonderful people like Amy for me to interview, please check out the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, like it, share it, and let me know if there's somebody you think I should interview. Until then, again, Amy, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
This is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.